The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Jeff Esposito, who's the global head of regional social media at Kaspersky, about Earth 2050, which has the website 2050.earth. And this is a dynamic website sponsored by Kaspersky that highlights the future of our planet as seen through the eyes of futurologists, scientists, and internet users from all corners of the globe. And Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Again, I think I mentioned this at the top before we hit the record button. We're really excited to be speaking with you all today. 2050.earth is a very, very cool website, and the effort certainly caught our attention when it launched a few years back. So, you know, with that in mind, we'd love to hear more about, from your perspective, the site's overall mission, how it all came about, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I think the site itself is really unique. Like, this was the brainchild of a number of my colleagues, and I wish I could steal it and say it was mine, but it wasn't. My team just helps promote it. But this was something where we could look towards the future. And as a cybersecurity company, Kaspersky kind of looks at how do we protect you, but how do we help you years down the road? And as inhabitants of Earth, we all wonder what it's going to be like in now 30 years from now. And you know, you really do see some really cool stuff from the community that just uploads, you know, their predictions to even the experts we've talked about. And it helps give people that idea about what the future can look like and what do they think about it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I've spent some time on the site too. And the predictions are, they're pretty amazing and often mind-blowing in many ways in terms of what the future could potentially be, which I think is awesome. If you don't mind, tell us about some of the predictions on the site, who provides them, and how they're presented on 2050.earth.
Yeah, so the predictions actually come from a wide group of people. So we do have, you know, actual futurists that we've talked to, but then we talk to some of our researchers who look into what the future of technology is going to be like, and then they kind of apply that to there. But here's the funny part about the site is that anybody can make a prediction. So you or I can make one. You know, chances are we'll probably be wrong. Let's be honest here, Matt. We're not futurists, but
right. Yep.
But I think that's what makes the site cool. And, you know, some of my favorite predictions on the site, when you look at it, really focus towards what the future of living is going to be like. And the spot that really stands out to me are the panoramic shots. Like when you go to certain cities, you can see what Sao Paulo is going to look like in the future, or you can see what Berlin is going to look like 30 years into the future. And I think what I like about the predictions is it lets you really try to experience what other people are thinking at the same time and get out of that groupthink that we all have on social networks and look towards what the future can be. So it's both inspiring and aspirational, but then there's also the real moment of looking at what stuff is wrong in the world and what we can and probably should be fixing about that.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue into my next question, because this is a you know, very serious content marketing effort here. You know, this is bigger than just some sort of microsite that a lot of companies and a lot of cyber companies do in this day and age. This is like taking content marketing to a totally different level. So, you know, overall, why did Kaspersky do this and why was it important for the company to be attached to this effort?
Well, I think the important part here is that, you know, we recently went through a rebranding effort as a company, but when we look at everything, the new company tagline is bring on the future. And there's a lot of things you can tie to that. But when you look at it as humans, we're all here on this earth for, what is it, maybe 50 to 100 years each. And the world's going to be here well after we're gone. And the question becomes, how do we make a better future? And how do we secure that future? So for us, it's merging that future-looking area while also looking at the present and how we can change it to get to that new reality. And, you know, as we look at this, I think, and not to get too marketing speak, if you will, but I feel the people that are in like a general age bracket are concerned about the future. Like people that are in that 30 to 40 to 55-year-old range want to make sure this earth is a better place and we leave it. So, you know, a lot of stuff's real, like global warming's real. but also how do we make changes in our day-to-day life that's going to impact what's happening 10, 20, 30, 50 plus years down the road?
Yeah, that's awesome. I agree with you 100%. I'm seeing a lot more young people, even my kids. I have teenage daughters. They're very concerned and very almost like little junior activists that didn't really exist when, you know, I was a teenager back in the 80s. So it's really, it is exciting to see young people, you know, jumping onto this train, but also too, with what you're doing here with Kaspersky, having this future kind of progressive look at how the world could be, in many ways contradicts what's going on, at least in the United States, in the political climate. And hopefully all things shall pass and maybe we'll be at a more progressive state where a lot of these future considerations and this vision could be better implemented, right?
And you know what? I think you're talking about your teenagers is the total thing. Like, my kids are still young. They're, you know, both are under 10, but they're on their way there and they actually see stuff and they look at it and they're like, well, this is wrong, Daddy. Why don't we do this a different way? And it's like, well, just never been done that way. Why should we? But, you know, it makes a lot of sense. And I think, you know, when we look at how we live here, you know, we grew up in a different time. And I'm pretty sure, you know, Matt, you probably grew up where it was acceptable or tolerant to see people throwing like garbage out of the window of their car at times.
Oh yeah.
Or we're smoking cigarettes and throwing the butts out of the car.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And now you look at those things, like I think we're in the same age bracket, like we're, you know, late 30s, early 40s, mid 40s, whatever it is, but we're 50s and we look at it and we're like, this is a completely different world. And what I like seeing about this younger generation wants to be the force of change. Yeah. And, you know, not to get overly political, but I think one of the beautiful things, you know, when you looked at the Obama campaign, you know, as our previous president, it was hope and change and getting a younger generation inspired by that. And I think that's what people want to do. You want to make this world a better place and not be, you know, a cesspool in some ways that we've made it today with all the stuff. And I think looking back to when we were younger, you know, ozone was this whole big different type of thing. And now you're like, wait, that stuff was real. Yeah. The scare tactic that you thought it was on TV as a kid, you're like, oh, well, this is kind of creepy. Now it's a big part of what the world is. And when we look at it, like that's part of the reason I do like the site of the Earth 2050, because we're able to, you know, look to that future of what we're working on.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, your website, Jeff, is 2050.earth, which is awesome. We love that. And why did you all choose .earth when you were launching this effort and coming up with it?
So this is the most fascinating question of listening to your podcast, Matt. I loved what people were saying about how they chose it.
Yeah.
I think for us, when you look at it as a future area, Earth is just a natural connotation. Like when you're thinking about something like what domains are out there, and .earth is just a cool one. We all live here. But as we looked at the future for this campaign was how do we make something that stands out? And 2050.earth just stood out to us. And that's kind of why we went that route, especially knowing that it's futuristic and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And speaking of futuristic, what is the overall future plan for this campaign? Keep on keeping on, growing it, expanding it. What's the roadmap here for the
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, I'm thinking of a Grateful Dead song in my head right now. It's like Truckin' is just playing now in my head after you said that. And it's kind of, I think, to keep keeping on with it because, like, let's be honest here, the future is something that we can impact. And when you look at the site, some of the stuff that we talk about in predictions are coming into reality even quicker than the people had said they would, like social ratings or looking at, you know, how people are changing their mindset based on the web, things like that. And, you know, it's scary, but it's also fascinating at the same time. And we're evolving, I think, as a species, so much so. But the big thing for us is how do we keep the Earth a better place for us?
That's great. That's awesome. You know, Jeff, really, 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 really appreciate your insights. As I mentioned, we've been tracking you for many years. And when you all accepted this podcast with us, we were all doing virtual high fives to each other because it was just awesome. So it's just great to have you here today. And, you know, before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, well, there's something that's actually not tied to Earth 2050, but I think that it can be tied to kind of the Earth viewership, if you will, or listenership. We're on a podcast, so you're listening. But is recently we did a documentary on the Kuril Islands, a chain of islands between Russia and Japan, that are just a beautiful piece of nature and an ecosystem that we actually have a documentary. If you follow like Tomorrow Unlocked on YouTube, you'll be able to see this full documentary. And it's really just a cool spot looking at how technology can help preserve nature, but also deliver something that comes to the, you know, the general home, if you will.
Nice. We'll check that out. And we'll even link to that in the blog post that goes with this. That's fascinating. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. And for all of our listeners, this concludes this Voices.Earth podcast interview where we spoke with Jeff Esposito, who's the global head of regional social media at Kaspersky, about Earth 2050, which has the website 2050.Earth. And as you heard, this is a dynamic website sponsored by Kaspersky that highlights the future of our planet as seen through the eyes of futurologists, scientists, and internet users from all around the globe. And Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Matt, and nothing but the best to you guys moving forward.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.